From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 20th. It's Brock. June 20th. Big day in sports. Let's get to it. Let's get into it. First, from PFD Alt. YouTube walked away from NFL package after Australia game went to Netflix. At one point before Netflix landed a five-game package of NFL regular season games for 2026, talks with YouTube and the NFL for the same set of games had progressed to a long-form contract review. So what happened? John Aurand of Puck has the whole story. It started when the NFL removed the Week 1 49ers Rams game in Australia from the package. Next, second, from PFD Alt. Marshawn Lynch is a credentialed photographer at World Cup. Marshawn Lynch is a man of many talents. The former NFL running back was back in his old stomping grounds in Seattle on Friday, working as a credentialed photographer at the World Cup match between the United States and Australia. Lynch, who rushed for 10,413 yards in his NFL career and was a key piece of teams that went to two Super Bowls and won one, has had an eclectic post-football experience. He has acted. He has worked for Prime Video. Up next, third, from Awful Announcing. WNBA draws 1 million viewers on US despite World Cup competition. WNBA viewership on US network reached a season high on Tuesday as Caitlin Clark continued to prove herself a viewership draw even against World Cup competition. Tuesday night's Toronto Tempo Indiana Fever matchup on US averaged 1.00 million viewers, the most watched WNBA game on cable this season. It is also up 134% from the WNBA 2025 average cable viewership. Impressively, the WNBA saw a cable season high while facing strong competition from the World Cup. And then, fourth, from Awful Announcing, Dan Le Batard Show producer Mike Fuentes announces departure. Meadowlark Media's Mike Fuentes announced his departure from the company on Friday. In a post on X, Fuentes wrote that he was no longer working with the Dan Le Batard Show and Meadowlark Media in any capacity, adding, "We'll share more when I'm ready." The video producer and occasional on-air talent joined Meadowlark in May 2022, according to his LinkedIn page. Fuentes worked on the flagship Dan Le Batard Show and Mystery Crate, which featured the show's producers giving behind-the-scenes insights. Next, fifth, from Awful Announcing, Kendrick Perkins named Jackson State men's basketball GM will remain with ESPN. Kendrick Perkins is the latest ESPN NBA personality to dip their toe in the world of college basketball program management. Big Perk, a 14-year NBA veteran and ESPN NBA analyst, has agreed to become the men's basketball general manager at Jackson State. ESPN analyst Kendrick Perkins, 14-year NBA veteran and 2008 champion, has agreed to become the men's basketball general manager of HBCU Jackson State, as well as a connection to its broadcast and journalism program, per Perkins. I'm thankful for this opportunity to impact big.yteter.com/. The news was first reported by ESPN's Sham Charania. Up next, 6, from Awful Announcing, Jon Rahm drops F-bomb following missed birdie putt at US Open. Jon Rahm was pretty sure he had a birdie all lined up on the 9th hole at Shinnecock Hills Golf Club on Friday, until he didn't. And by that point, he couldn't help but let an F-bomb fly, one that was easily picked up by NBCSN and Peacock mics. For context, the 2021 US Open champion had missed chances to putt or birdie the previous three holes, so he was understandably counting on sinking this one to help get him back on track. However, his putt just kept going straight ahead instead of veering to the left towards the hole. And then, 7th, from Awful Announcing, Greg Giannotti disgusted by New York City politician referencing 9/11 in Knicks championship speech. The vibes were impeccable at Thursday's New York Knicks championship parade. New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani's speech was near universally praised, James Dolan aside, and many other city politicians got the chance to speak about how the Knicks overcame adversity and the odds to defeat the San Antonio Spurs in the 2026 NBA Finals and bring home the franchise's first NBA title since 1973. However, W fan Greg Giannotti didn't appreciate one aspect of at least one of those speeches. One half of the Boomer and G-Lo show was fired up on Friday's show over a reference to the events of the September. Next, 8th, from MMA Fighting, Ronda Rousey responds to UFC White House viewership numbers with pointed message to Hunter Campbell. Ronda Rousey does not seem inclined to squash her beef with Hunter Campbell. Earlier this year, Ronda Rousey returned to action for the first time in a decade, taking on Gina Carano in the main event of MVP's debut MMA event, broadcast on Netflix. In the lead-up to that fight, the discussion turned to how it would fare compared to the UFC White House event, which figured to be one of the biggest MMA events ever. And now we know. On Thursday, the UFC revealed its viewership numbers with UFC White House, with the promotion drawing an average of 7 million viewers domestically. Up next, 9th from MMA fighting, Sabit Magomedsharipov books grappling match with top 15 UFC bantamweight. Sabit Magomedsharipov will finally return to competition on July 5, but it will be under grappling rules. The retired MMA prospect has booked a 155-pound no-gi match with Raul Rosas Jr. as the main event of the upcoming ACPJ event in Moscow, Russia. And then, 10th from The Guardian Sport, goalscorer Alex Freeman was the pick of the bunch for the co-hosts, while Connor Metcalf's performance off the bench gave the Socceroos some cheer. Matt Friis tested even less than he had been against Paraguay, though some timidness about leaving his line to sweep and claim crosses projects worrying. Command of his area, USA 2-0 Australia, World Cup 2026 Group D player ratings. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow.